The lawsuit is similar to one decided this spring ahead of Wisconsin's first pandemic election. In that case, federal judge William Conley ordered the state to count absentee ballots for an extra 6 days after the election. Staff at the Wisconsin Elections Commission later found the move resulted in 79,000 ballots being counted that otherwise would have been rejected. Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez told Wisconsin Democrats on a Zoom meeting that the party was hoping for a similar ruling ahead of November.
We will pay every penny of that litigation, because if we're able to enfranchise that many people, that will be priceless this November.
The latest case is also before Judge Conley, who could rule on it any day. The U.S. Supreme Court could have the final say. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.